saw a treaty on 9-0.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I'm just going to call him in and tell him about this August 20th meeting. Anything else?
August 20th.
That's that one with the small businessman.
Bear in mind, we've had school superintendents and all the college presidents. We've had groups of women from time to time. We've met with the veterans leaders. Since I came in here, we've met with all the labor. We've met with various segments of business advisory boards, Committee on Economic Development, business advisory councils, employers, large employers, and these are small business employers. And we talked to them about a variety of things, economics, the budget, civil rights, states, federal-state relationship.
Right.
Now, who was it asked that question today about our financial statement?
Oh, that was Bob Clark.
Yeah, of ABC.
Yes.
I recognize him, and he's on a broadcast with him. We might ought to give some thought to Severide and maybe Edward P. Morgan and Bill Lawrence again.
I would very much favor another conversation with the President.
You might ask if they'd like to ask Morgan if he'd like to start it. Wasn't he on the other one?
Yeah, he sure was.
I was with him last night and was caught resting last night.
How was it?
I thought excellent. Okay, anything else?
No, sir, I don't have a schedule for tomorrow, so.
Well, what is tomorrow, Saturday?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we have anything. I don't have any plans.
No, sir.
I would say he'll meet with various groups working on his task force that you know I've got one meeting on trade laws and American laws that affect international economic developments. You know, I'm going to make some studies with task force tomorrow. Outline some things I want out of them and meet with various people. Tell them this afternoon that I'm working on various small items on budgets that got to go up. I've sent three or four minor ones. You can check the Gord and see what they are.
I've got them all out, sir. They're out in press releases.
Think of anything else?
No, sir.
What static did you get at the press conference? Anybody bitching to raise mail? Or
no, Jack Horner was late to it, and he asked whether he can take a look at the transcript.
I wouldn't do that. I'd tell him we didn't have one. I'd go over it all with him, but I wouldn't do that. If you go passing it out, you're in trouble. I'd tell him we had him off the record and I wouldn't have it typed up.
Okay,
sir. He's got the wire services. I'd just say you hadn't typed it up. Do that on those things unless you do, because pretty soon it don't come off the record if you do.
No. Well, let us tell them they weren't typed because, of course, they saw the stenotypists there.
Huh?
They saw the stenotypists there.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I just
tell them they weren't typed up.
I just say you don't ever have them typed up.
Right.
Don't go that expense unless it's an emergency or unless it's serious developments. So.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, none at all.
Did Gorowski get the force straight in his mind?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't talked to me since then.
Is he a boob, kind of? He won't argue with me about it.
He's not exactly a boob, but he's kind of accident-prone. Kind of awkward. He's always running into things. I don't know what it is. He's really pretty smart, but he's just one of those fellows that...
What about this Dan Rather?
He's very quiet, very smooth, very likable. He's a Texas boy. He never gets into the things that Gorowski gets into. Gorowski's kind of words. He's sort of like the man that when he walks in the store, a $10,000 Ming vase automatically falls off the shelf and smashes.
Okay.
You bet, sir.